don't like hanging out with toads. Mixing potions made of bats and crows. How did pagan become such a dirty word? No, I don't think Satan is the most. I dig a different kind of Holy Ghost. Great Mother, Great Spirit, and more. I'm pagan and proud to be a human. Loud in how I love and how I dream. This freaky, wondrous world just makes me scream. We all are so much more than what we seem.
Welcome once again to the Knights of the Stone podcast, bringing all we can. Well, in this episode, we'd like to say one final last farewell to one of our greatest mentors and teachers in the Memphis area. Of course, we're talking about Trudy Herring, also known to the greater community as Mama Dragon. She passed away this year, just before Yule. Now, don't get me wrong, I am sad, but I am celebrating her life rather than her death. I have many, many memories of the woman, and what she has given us is the gift to continue our abilities of giving. Later on, I'm going to play a track from one of my teachings about clergy. But right now, let's get something to get us going.
In days gone by when all could fly, we knew the ways of fairy. We loved to dance the inner trance, and all of life was merry. So free in our flight, by day and by night, we soared both high and far. With shining bright wings of glimmering light, we sparkled like the stars. In days gone by, with wisdom high, our pathway was enchanted. With powers real, our gifts could heal, good wishes all were granted. Flames glowing bright, sharing the light, transforming with our will. How I remember those burning embers, we are fairies still.
Wonderful last couple of months here at Idaho Falls. We've started building our new church community, and it's been a wonderful experience for everybody involved. The new Temple of the Stone, SDCWATC, which is, of course, Southern Delta Church of Wicca, our mother church there in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Hello to all you guys. Anyway, we've been getting really in-depth in our classes here lately. Our rituals have been wonderful. All the aspects that we've been performing have just been great for the community at large. We've been receiving a lot more phone calls and emails, and this is going exactly the way we wanted it to go. And of course, there is the slow steps and the running headlong into brick walls. But we expected that. Anyway, the new church group is meeting now at the First Street Plaza at the conference room next to Suite 140, which is, of course, Massage by Nancy. That is Lady Ayana's business. And we hoped that the continual growth that we've seen will continue into the next year. We're focusing a lot on community service, community building. Our classes are always open, and we accept recommendations and requests for what types of subject matter, and we will do our best to provide that information. I'd like to thank all the ladies at Healing Hands there on B Street in Idaho Falls for allowing us to have the privilege to work with them and to use their building. And when our groups are larger and we need more room, we're hoping we can still use their upstairs loft. I'd also like to remind everybody to come visit the Temple of the Stone here online. That is at templeofthestone.webs.com. And join in. Let us know what you're doing. Gather up some information. Hang out at the forums. And let's continue this growth. The website is relatively new. It's only been online for about a month. But we encourage everybody in the Idaho Falls area to sign in, say hello, and just let's keep growing. This has been really, really wonderful for everybody involved, and we are just tickled pink. Okay, then, let us hear something wonderful. This is Alwyn by Dom the Bard.
Part of me. some of you have woken, but others might never be free.
The following piece is a clip presented by the Knights of the Stone on clergy. This piece is by Shadar the Druid. He will be discussing what is clergy in his opinion. He will also mention many parts of our path and our belief. So, if you've ever wondered what we think clergy is, or should be, sit back, have a listen, get a cup of coffee, enjoy. What is clergy? Clergy? Now there's a word for you. In paganism, all men and women are priests and priestess. There is no intermediary between man and God, woman and goddess, or vice versa. So what is the art of the clergy? What is our function? Well, it's rather simple and highly complicated. Clergy are dedicated priests, dedicated to serve others. They are to perform the sacraments, to record the liturgy, to understand and teach the rites, to maintain the beliefs, to understand the mythos, to study the secrets and the mysteries. And we teach that freely, openly, without disdain of those who do not believe our way. We accept the differences of others. Clergy are those who are forced in the middle, the mediators. We stand to represent individual thought and belief. We neither defend nor attack. We only openly listen We advise. Where do we get this advice from? We get it from the gods. We get it from our history, our experiences, and those who come to us. Clergy are dedicated priests. We're not clerics. We don't enforce the laws of our religious beliefs. We don't believe in having to police our community. We believe in open thought, individualism, free thinking. So why are clergy necessary? Well, there's the trick. Clergy are necessary today for the legal purposes. Government shall have no law over religion, and yet we find ourselves with many laws over our religions. In the United States, licensed clergy are allowed certain exemptions. Taxes would be one of them. But the licensed clergy represent the heart of the community of those who follow that faith, be that pagan, Christian, it doesn't matter. The duties of the clergy are to serve the people. We go to bat for them, more or less. We establish sanctuaries, temples, churches, groves, orders. All these things are done by the clergy. And why do we do them? We do it because that's our calling. Yes, I said it's our calling. The gods, the people, our own heart. They call us forward and say, hey, this is what is needed. Can you provide? Well, we talk to gods and we say, hey, this is what's needed. Can you provide? Like every other priest, the gods listen. Is it a place above the community? No. We're servants first and foremost. If the community wishes us to do something, then we will endeavor to do it. We study, we research, we practice our own individual rites, we create ritual, we sanctify tools and places, we perform the rites of passage from birth to death for all those who ask. We teach the knowledge and the wisdoms and the understandings of the mysteries, because we ourselves have been taught something about them. Eventually, clergy become those who know the mysteries. And the next question is, why do we know the mysteries? Does that mean we are experts? Are we masters? No, we have become adept, which means we know what we are doing. Have we mastered what we do? Rarely. Masters in the pagan religions are known as avatars. The greatest avatars were Buddha, Christ, Confucius, Gandhi, even Mother Teresa. These clergy members, these avatars, these ancient adepts, they teach us much more, even if they're not of our religion. They teach us the way of understanding, of compassion, of servitude and dedication, responsibility and respect, honor and loyalty. All these attributes are things that we strive to attain, and we do our best to teach. We teach by example. We teach by education. We teach by wisdom. Does this make us leaders? In a sense, it does, because we're responsible not only for our own abilities, but for the safety and sanctity of the community. Personally, I don't consider these community members my followers or our followers. They are the followers of the gods. They don't belong to us. We all belong to the gods. We're all children of the gods. That's the difference between clergies and clerics. The cleric, and mind you, I'm not speaking from the Muslim sense of the word cleric, but I'm speaking from the sense of the definition of cleric. The cleric is the one in control, the authority on earth. The priesthood in the Catholic Church are more cleric than they are priests. Anything above the parish father was more of a cleric than clergy. Sad, really, because they demanded the respect and the following of the laws of the religion. You should never have to demand that, but only command it, because it's given freely to you as a clergyman or a clergywoman. Clergy never demands anything from its community. We ask. That doesn't mean we'll get it. Not from our community. Only through servitude do we attain anything from the community. In our teachings of clergy, we follow compassion and hospitality. That's it. If we cannot provide those two things, then we are not worthy of respect. Our tradition is an open pagan tradition with heavy influences on the Celtic, of the Brythonic, of the Germanic, of the Near East. Because all these things, they come to us. They trickle down through the teachings of others. These ethics and standards go beyond our own individuality. They raise us up. They don't put us above others. They only raise up our awareness. And through our awareness, are we allowed vision? Are we allowed clairaudience and clairvoyance to see? What do we see? We see beyond troubles. We see beyond the issues. We see beyond the current, the present, the right now. We see into the future of what can be. We are given the wisdom and the tools to change that future, to build a better future for those involved. We sacrifice much. We sacrifice time, money. Sometimes we sacrifice friendships. Sometimes we sacrifice jobs, property. But what have we gained? We've gained many more friendships. We've gained understanding and wisdom. We have gone through our life with less want. Now, I say less want because our needs are fulfilled. If our needs weren't fulfilled, we couldn't provide the services we do. We wouldn't be able to do our job. We put our hands up in the air, and we put our hands down on the ground. We pass through fire. We immerse ourselves into the depths of the oceans. We are totally in the hands of the gods. We put our trust there because people put their trust in our abilities. They put their trust in us. It is our way of saying, we'll do this for you. And we do this freely because that's what the gods say. Because the gods provide these things for us. We teach those who wish to learn how to do these things. Openly, without resentment. There are qualifications that we insist upon. There are rules that we have to abide because we're clergy. These ordains, they're given to us to follow, to set that example, to help teach. because we believe in walking the walk and talking the talk. To do one thing and to say another isn't our way. The clergy, we fall directly under the authority of the gods, and the gods do not barter at all. To give honestly and to sacrifice, to have loyalty in the sanctity of our religions, to understand the teachings of our ancestors, these are what bind us as clergy. Not a piece of paper given, not classes attained, but only through these and our continual upholding of them. If we live the life of the pagan daily, and all things we do we see as sacred, then truly our personal gain is the powers of understanding and the ability to work with nature, the elements, and the deities, and eventually, upon our passing from this phase, this life, we will be giving an even better chance of understanding, exploration, and our servitude will be rewarded. That, in my opinion, is clergy. The Knights of the Stone are proud to present these little clips of information. These all come from our teachings. You can find out more at visiting the Knights of the Stone website or contact thedruids003@yahoo.com, and we'll be happy to help as much as we can. The Knights of the Stone are affiliated with the Temple of the Stone and yet separate. Now for a little Beltana in Gypsy. Thank you.
we love. Tell us a tale and ride on the wind. Come and dance to the red violin. Dance with us on a gypsy path. Sing us to sleep with a gypsy laugh. Tell us a tale and ride on the wind. Come and dance to the red violin. Dance with us on a gypsy path. Sing us to sleep with a gypsy laugh. Tell us a tale and ride on the wind. Come and dance to the red violin. Dance with us on a gypsy path. Sing us to sleep with a gypsy laugh.
Well, folks, that's it for us this week. We hope you enjoyed the program, and we hope to continue bringing these programs to you on a monthly, if not bi-monthly, basis. Now, to do the bi-monthly basis, we're going to need your help. You will find a donate button on the Knights podcast page, which is at knights.podomatic.com, and there is a donate button on the templeofthestone.webs.com, which is our church website. Now, we're only asking for a dollar, a $2 donation, a $5 donation, whatever you want to give. But to increase our podcast bandwidth, we need to pay a higher premium rate, and we hope to be able to do this. There is a large demand for our podcast. We have over 3,000 downloads a month. And unfortunately, the last couple of hundred downloads get to hear a recording saying that we are out of bandwidth. So, blessings to all of you. I'm hoping you end this year on a high note. Blessed Yule. And we hope to see you soon. Blessed be.